A lot of development has occurred in Montana during the last 25 years. In the past, the permitted exempt well statute was created with the intent to support agriculture for the most part. But rural residential landowners now use this exemption to acquire access to household water supplies. The problem is not the use. The problem is the number of households that are constructing new wells and pumping them on a daily basis. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Mary Sexton is the director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. She explained to me that any well pumping less than 35 gallons per minute and less than 10 acre feet per year can drill and use groundwater without obtaining a permitted water right. There is a potential problem with this scenario.
Well, when you have 300 lot subdivisions, there's a significant amount of water that can be used just for residential, particularly for irrigation. The 10 acre feet really is the one that's a large amount of water. If you water 10 acres to a foot depth, that's a lot of water. So I think some folks are concerned that cumulatively in some areas that this has been abused, instead of putting in a community water system and going through a permit process, that subdivisions and subdividers use the exempt well. Well, the primary concern has come from senior water rights holders in certain areas where there has been a proliferation of the exempt wells, that ultimately, because groundwater is tied to surface water, that a lot of exempt wells cumulatively could impact surface water and could impact senior water rights holders. It becomes contentious in certain areas, those areas such as Bozeman, Bitterroot Valley, Flathead Valley, where subdivision has really been rampant in the last 20 years.
Identifying whether this concern is a perceived problem or a real problem is dependent on knowing what is going on in underlying groundwater aquifers. Sometimes short-term water level declines reflect the beginnings of long-term trends. Other times, changes that occur in the ground through the pumping of multiple water wells cause shifts in the quality of water received by neighboring water supplies. Groundwater flow and quality exist as a dynamic system that readjusts with each additional well or change in precipitation delivery. Mary encourages Montana residents to know more about their water.
I think people need to make themselves knowledgeable and understand water rights, the prior appropriation doctrine, and how that works, particularly in Montana. I know it varies from state to state. But I know as a department, we have kind of a Water Rights 101 brochure available, that whether you're a municipal user, which that's a little easier because then the city or the community is supplying water for you. But if you're an ag user, if you're a rural citizen, if you want it for industrial use, or you want in-stream flow for fisheries, you need to understand how the prior appropriation system and water rights system works in Montana. You also need to understand issues like flow and volume, understand how water is distributed in Montana, whether it's for irrigation or for municipal use or for domestic use. I think a lot of folks need to really educate themselves, and certainly as a state, we offer through one of our bureaus informational workshops. We do it for realtors, we do it for watershed groups, we do it for interested citizens, so that they understand what water's all about in Montana. I think that's one thing they can do. And I think they can also be more circumspect and cognizant of how they use water themselves. But I think if you do one without the other, that is, you're conservative with your water use, but you don't understand how water rights work, or you just don't understand water rights, and then you're oblivious to how you use it, that you're missing the point. You need to have both an understanding of water rights and of water use in Montana, as well as your own personal use.
Knowing your water takes the guesswork out of your decisions. This means understanding the presence and absence of water and its changing quality in your supply through time. The permitted exempt well issue is one issue that can easily be resolved with the vested interest of each well owner. Interests that include themselves, but also extend into the community. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.